So yeah, as Mr. Roenbeck had noted, it's now 11:16, and we still have four items left to go. And so I think we should take a brief recess and then come back. Mr. Roenbeck, what would you suggest in terms of time?
Now, sir, this is Jay Runbeck. I think we could come back at maybe 11:25, 11:16 a.m. Maybe come back at 11:25.
Yes, sir. That sounds good. So we'll come back and reconvene at 11:25, but we are in recess. Thank you. This is Robert Lucero, a DHO for the City of Albuquerque. We had taken a brief recess, and we are now back on the record in this hearing of October 29th, 2025. And we had just concluded with agenda item six. That takes us to agenda item seven. Agenda item seven is PR 2018-001579, DHO waiver 2025-00023. It's a request for DHO sidewalk waiver submitted by Modulus Architects, Regina Okoya, as agent for Windrock Partners LLC, which requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract Z2, Z1, A1A2, Windrock Center Edition, zoned MXH and located at 2100 Louisiana Boulevard. Do we have Ms. Okoye here?
Good morning, Mr. Lucero. This is actually Angela Porowski with Modulus Architects.
Oh, hello, Ms. Kraski. Good morning to you too. If you'd please state your mailing address for the record.
Yes, 8220 San Pedro Drive, Northeast, Suite 520, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, if you'd please present the project.
Yes, thank you. So Modulus Architects, on behalf of Windrock Partners, is requesting approval of a sidewalk variance to maintain the existing sidewalk widths along the Louisiana Boulevard and Indian School Road. That's within the Windrock Town Center development. There are existing 6 to 8 feet wide sidewalks, which were constructed under the previously approved city plans, and they are in excellent condition. Due to permanent site constraints, including retaining walls, existing building foundations, utilities, and mature landscaping, it is physically and economically infeasible to widen the sidewalks due to the current 10-foot DPM standard without major demolition, reconstruction, and utility relocations. So we believe that this waiver is necessary to preserve ADA compliant pedestrian access, and as well to maintain the established urban character and landscaping of Uptown. This request meets the IDO Section 14.16.66P, and represents what we believe is the minimum necessary relief to address site conditions. So with that is a summary of our request, but I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. No question from me at this time. Let's see if there's any public comment, and if so, you'll have the chance to respond, then we'll go to the DFT. Thank you for that presentation. So again, for everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item seven. It's a request for a sidewalk waiver at 2100 Louisiana Boulevard. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, I'm calling for public comment on agenda item seven. Last call for public comment on agenda item seven. Okay, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. So let's go to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Could you please raise your right hand, sir? And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Water Authority has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. If you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology. John, approved the conceptual grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of June 17th, 2025. Hydrology refers to the
Mr.
sidewalk.
Chen, sorry to interrupt you, but your audio is really low. Would you mind getting a little bit closer to the mic?
All right. Majority has approved conceptual grading drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of June 17th, 2025. Majority refers to the sidewalk waiver request to transportation. That's all from Hydro. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Let's go then to transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramijo, if you'd please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has reviewed the request for waiver and finds that the justification adequately meets all 10 criteria of the IDO. We have no objection.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments today?
I will be, Mr. Hearing Officer, Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this request.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Whitney Fayette. Oh, let's see. I see Jay Rodenbeck with the hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Heron, I'll defer to Whitney Phelan. I was informed by Hannah Shea that I'd be having to jump in on these last few cases, but if Whitney's still in here, she can jump in here. Sorry.
Okay, no worries. Ms. Phelan, I see that you're there. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. We don't have any objections or comments for the requested action. Thank you.
Thank you. That takes us to the planning department comments. Who'll be delivering those?
This is Anthony Montoya, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Per 66P2D of the IDO, any waivers granted that are associated with a subdivision shall be placed on the final plat and on a separately recorded document. That is all, sir.
Thank you. If you'd please put those suggested conditions in, or if there's, are there conditions or it was just finding?
That was just a finding, sir.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Rodenbeck, if you please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Thank you, sir. Go ahead. Same issue with the audio. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah. Yes. I'm close to my computer apparently now. So I was just going to concur that the note of the waiver on the final plat needs to be a finding because this is a waiver and it doesn't get signed off. And Mr. Hearing Officer as well, I would suggest that you know, because this is a waiver, that you go through all 10 criteria. And I don't know if I suggest going through the justification criteria verbatim that was were provided by the applicant, because they have a very comprehensive and detailed letter. But Ms. Montoya, in our planning comments memo, summarized those justifications. If you concur with that, you could, you know, use those justifications provided in the planning comments memo. Which just summarizes what Great. Was provided.
Thank you, sir. Great suggestion. Do you mind, I'm not sure who's controlling the screen, but if you could keep those up and I can just go through them. Let's see, let's go back to Angela. Did you have any comments or any sort of questions about the summary of the justification that's in the planning memo?
Mr. Lucero, this is Angela with Modulus Architects. No, I think the summary would be much better than trying to verbatim go through my very lengthy letter. So I figured you guys would appreciate that.
Okay. Well, yeah. Gosh, no, that was great. Great job on the letter. And yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Anything else from anyone before I render a decision on this matter? Okay. Bear with me one second then. So again, for everybody, here, this is agenda item 7, PR 2018-001579, DHO waiver 2025-00023. And I hereby approve the aforementioned waiver of sidewalk requirements per the requirements of the applicable IDO and DPO provisions because it complies with the following criteria. And first, there are pre-existing obstructions that cannot be easily or economically relocated or should not be altered, such as grades, fills, water courses, natural topographic features, man-made obstructions, or utility lines. And this is because the requested sidewalk waiver I'm sorry, it meets this criterion because there are permanent pre-existing physical obstructions that cannot be reasonably altered. Along Louisiana, the sidewalk directly abuts a retaining wall that supports elevated parking plaza areas of the Winrock Town Center. And along both Louisiana and Indian School Road, the existing building foundations, mature landscaping, utility poles, electrical boxes, and streetlights are located within or directly behind the sidewalk zone. These permanent site features prevent expansion of the sidewalk and buffer to meet current DPM standards. Under the next requirement, the area or site has been recognized as having historical, archaeological, and/or architectural significance by state, city, or federal government, and a waiver is needed and appropriate for such significance. That one is not necessary that that one apply. Under C, the established neighborhood character or landscaping on the site would be damaged to a degree that outweighs the public interest in the city's normal technical standards in that location. And this existing streetscape along both frontages is well established with mature landscaping, lighting, and consistent building setbacks. Widening the setbacks would remove those trees and landscape buffers that define the area's cohesive urban character. Retaining the existing sidewalks preserves the intended design and visual continuity of Winrock Town Center. Now, if we could please scroll down under the next criteria, varying from the normal requirements and standards will encourage flexibility, economy, and effective use of open space or ingenuity in design of subdivision in accordance with the accepted principles of site planning. This holds because maintaining existing sidewalks promotes efficient site design, preserves utilities and vegetation, minimizes disruption to businesses and circulation, and aligns with the IDO's intent for context-sensitive, resource-efficient development within established urban areas. Next, the requirement is that the waiver will not materially be contrary to public safety, health, or welfare, and this applies because it is not. There is no evidence that the sidewalk waiver would materially be contrary to any public safety, health, or welfare. Under the requirement that the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding property, there is no evidence of such adverse impact. Next, the waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. Because the existing sidewalks are located within the current public right-of-way and conform to previously approved site plans consistent with the city's long-term planning for the Winrock Town Center and the Uptown Urban Center, the waiver maintains existing boundaries, street alignments, and easements, and does not preclude future infrastructure upgrades by the city or utility providers. Next, the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or MAFCA adopted plan or policy, this IDO, or any other city code or ordinance, because the sidewalk waiver complies with all such provisions. It is located within the Uptown Urban Center. Winrock Town Center supports high intensity pedestrian-oriented development. Retaining the existing ADA compliant sidewalks preserves connectivity and consistency with prior approvals while upholding the IDO's goals for context-sensitive, safe, and efficient infrastructure. Next, the waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. This criterion is inapplicable because the property is not within the 100-year floodplain. Next, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent or purpose of the IDO, applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. And this is because the required sidewalk waiver is consistent with the intent of the IDO, the MXH zone, and all applicable city policies. The Winrock Town Center within Uptown Urban Center is designed for high-density, mixed-use, pedestrian-oriented development. Maintaining existing ADA compliant sidewalks preserves the safe, continuous pedestrian connections integrated with adjacent sites and transit. Widening them to meet the 10-foot DPM standard would require extensive demolition with no added benefit. The waiver upholds the IDO goals for efficient, context-sensitive, and accessible urban design while maintaining a cohesive, high-quality streetscape. Under criterion eight, the waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located unless a deviation is granted. The requested sidewalk waiver applies only to maintaining the existing sidewalk widths along Louisiana and Indian School. It does not alter any permitted land use, building height density, or other MXH zone development standard. The existing sidewalks were constructed under approved city plans and meet all applicable design and accessibility requirements. Granting this waiver preserves the approved site layout, avoids unnecessary reconstruction, and allows ongoing ADA compliant maintenance. The waiver fully aligns with MXH standards and the IDO's intent to support functional, context-sensitive, pedestrian-oriented urban development. Under criteria 9, the waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of subsection 14.666P of the IDO, because it applies to existing sidewalks along Louisiana and Indian School, where expansion is physically constrained by retaining walls, building foundations, landscaping, and utilities. The waiver maintains the ADA compliance and a pedestrian network without altering access or the public right-of-way. Widening the sidewalks would require extensive demolition with limited public benefit. And finally, under criterion 10, if the request is for a waiver to IDO sidewalk requirements, the area of low intensity land use to the extent that the normal installation will not contribute to public welfare, this is not applicable because the waiver request is not for sidewalk of low intensity land use. This is a request pertaining to high intensity use. All right, I hope you guys didn't fall asleep, but that concludes agenda item 7. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.